Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
For the Built for Tough Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And we have you on the free Odyssey app. Good Friday morning, a feel-good summer Friday, especially if you are a New York Mets fan or a New York Met or Buck Showalter or Billy Epler or Steve Cohen or whoever, as they end up sweeping the Philadelphia Phillies. Max Scherzer looks good again. So for the first time in a very long time, and the first time this season altogether, I think that there is some confidence in this group. We will see how long that lasts. Justin Verlander gets another crack at it starting tonight against the Toronto Blue Jays. And the New York Yankees head out to L.A. to take on the Dodgers, this premier matchup that does not happen all that much. And guys are coming back. Stanton's coming back. Donaldson's coming back. Tommy Canley's coming back. And with Giancarlo Stanton, can he sustain success to that lineup and make this Yankee team dominant? Or is he just going to end up back on the IL with another muscle strain? We got NBA Finals talk to get to, plenty more with Jerry coming up in a little bit. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Jay. I'm doing great, man. It was great watching the Mets yesterday and watching Scherzer do what he did. And, you know, I was told yesterday during the game watching it, and I told my friend Ron Darling I was going to tell him, say this morning. I was texting with him.
Oh, God.
And talking
he's
with him yesterday.
It. He's got to develop a strong hatred for these text messages.
Well, I didn't text him during the game.
Oh, okay.
I did speak with him after the game.
Oh, that's a little bit different. I apologize. During the game, he's trying to do his job, and his phone goes.
Exactly. Well,
Boomer,
you know,
again, God.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it was Gary, Keith, or Ronnie, but somebody said in that booth, Max Scherzer is back. The demise of Max Scherzer was greatly over exaggerated. And I'm like, I'm thinking, are they talking to us? I don't know if they were talking to us or not. But they said he's back. So, you know, they're the experts. Well, they're the best booth in baseball.
Yeah, but didn't we learn this last year and the year before with
Max? Well, I don't know, but this is what they said. This is what they said yesterday. And
so there's nothing to worry about now for the rest of the year?
According to them, there's nothing to worry about. So as long as and I was talking to Ronnie last night, and he was talking about how yesterday during the game, because I pay attention.
Right.
You know, great pitchers are great thinking pitchers. Not just the physical aspect of who they are as players, and certainly Max Scherzer showed that yesterday. But this goes to show you again, like how long the baseball season is,
sure,
and how many twists and turns we're going to see throughout the year, and how we can be frustrated at times for a couple weeks, and then all of a sudden they come out of this abyss and they look like they're unstoppable. And especially sweeping the Phillies, you know, don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out is what I like to say about the Phillies. And I would just tell you that it was great to see, and his last three outings have been very good. And I don't know what to tell you. You have two good outings by Carrasco. You got three good outings by Scherzer. You hopefully are going to get a good outing from Verlander tonight. And the bullpen has held up. And they've had, remember we were talking yesterday about a guy that's hot. And for whatever reason, you don't know why they go up and down. And the wine and cheese guy yesterday.
Wine and cheese guy.
Yeah, Mark Canha again. Yeah,
the foodie.
The foodie, right? You know, comes up big again offensively. So this is why I always say this. It's a long season. We're going to have these twists and turns. And right now, we're at a high point of the Mets season. Right now.
So far, yes. And it better not be the top high point of the season, because that would be very unfortunate. But right now, this is the best that you felt about the team. And I heard Al and Jerry this morning with the warm-up show talking about Fliegelman and how Fliegelman was calling out Mets fans that were negative about the team and saying they were done.
He's doing the same thing that the guys in the booth were doing yesterday.
Yeah, but here's the thing that's funny about that. You know, the people now that are saying, hey, look, you were wrong about the Mets early on. You called it too soon. You said that they stunk. Look how well they're playing. The people that think that they stunk can now come back to you if they start stinking again and say, you called it too soon. You said that they were good. You said that I was wrong. It's the same thing. So if you're calling out people for calling it too early because they were bad, and now you're saying that they're good, it's still June 2nd.
I mean, wasn't this...
So what are you talking about?
When did Sal Licata, basically say that we won the NL East last year? Don't you remember that whole thing?
Yes, of course.
Oh, we got... We're you know, whatever hell
NL East
said.
Is over. Yeah, yeah, it was a 10-game lead on the Braves, and I don't remember. I want to say it was June. It was probably June.
But this is baseball. This is what we do. We go up and down, back and forth. You know, guys have bad weeks. Other guys have great weeks. I mean, like Alonso's not hitting now all of a sudden, and Canha is.
By the way, they have, what's the best way, word? They have suppressed their hump. I finally saw it. It's a hump suppression. So it used to be like, bam, they really got into it, the infield. Yes. Now they just get together, and it's just a little bit of a
thrust. So these are the subtle things and the nuances that are going on with the Mets this year.
Right.
I can remember when they started with the Columbia Presbyterian patch.
Oh, God.
And we were like, oh, my God, what are they doing?
Terrible.
Right, it was Philly's colors.
Steve Cohen said that. I mean, it should be Mets colors. Yeah, why is it Philly's colors?
Yeah, but now they fixed it.
They did fix that.
And now it is Mets colors.
Right.
And it's less obtrusive, and it doesn't look so bad, and it looks like it's a part of the uniform now.
Right, exactly.
And now the hump thing.
No, the hump thing was too much, just like the patch. You're right, it was too over the top. It was too much. Pete Alonso was just pounding that railing. They were humping each other after the game, and now they've dialed it back, I think, probably because they knew how ridiculous that looked.
Do you think Ronnie and Keith hump each other upstairs when the Mets went after?
Maybe in the 80s they did. Yeah, see, there were a lot of rumors back then about a lot of guys. So maybe, but I don't know, not so much now. I think they've gotten out of their system.
But I told Ronnie I'm not going to text him as much during the game. I'll talk to him after the game.
Yeah, and he actually changed his number too, and I think it was because of you.
I think it was too, but then he gave it back to me.
I know, because he felt bad. He was like, oh, what a dude.
I mean, what? They had a pretty good conversation, too, because, you know, Gary Cohen's going into the Mets Hall of Fame.
That's right.
And,
as he should.
And he asked them a question. I think it was a question, but he was talking about there are three Mets or Met Hall of Fame members that will have grown up as Met fans. I don't know if you heard this yesterday.
All right, so Howie Rose.
Right.
Gary Cohen.
Right, and one more. And he's a good friend of the show and a good friend of us, and we see him around every now and again, and, you know, he kind of left you hanging somewhere.
He left me hanging somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Left me hanging somewhere.
I think Sag Harbor.
Oh, Johnny Franco.
Johnny Franco, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Johnny Franco did do that, which was one of the funniest moments ever, because here's John Franco, you know, one of the more recognizable Mets of his time during that time. St. John's guy, New York guy. He's in Sag Harbor.
And a Mets fan.
Right, sure. But he had, like, the hat on.
Right.
And he pulled it down.
And somebody recognized
somebody
you.
Somebody recognized me over him, and then he left me high and dry with his baguette. I'll never forget that.
Yeah, he took his baguettes and went home.
Right, he had a bag of baguettes. And then he just goes, whoop, see ya. Guy goes, hey, Gio, love the show. And it was like the Roadrunner he took off. In a cloud of dust, he was out of there.
How about Johnny Franco just living up to the stereotype of being, you know, the Italian guy in Sag Harbor walking around with baguettes.
Bread. Yeah, with walking around with Italian loaves of Italian bread.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to go home, make some sauce. You know, me and Ro, we're going to have a little bit of dinner.
Yeah, so congratulations, you know, to Gary and everybody else. And it is actually a feel-good Friday because of what happened with the Phillies, at least for us Met fans, and if you're a Yankee fan, now here come the reinforcements.
Yeah.
And I love
maybe.
I do love what Aaron Boone said. He goes, the last time I guess the Yankees and Dodgers played in Chavez Ravine.
Yeah, not Sanchez Ravine.
Right, Al. They had to wear those dopey player uniforms.
Oh, that's right.
Remember that?
That was so dumb.
Yes.
Oh, I remember having these conversations about that. You're right. I totally forgot about that.
And Aaron, somebody brought it up. I don't think he brought that up specifically.
Yeah.
Somebody brought it up maybe to him. I'm not sure. But he was talking about how they have 2 4 o'clock games
mm-hmm.
out there, which is great for us because we were talking about that because we'll be able to watch them. But and just the setting of Chavez Ravine and Dodger Yankee uniforms on the field together.
Yeah, absolutely. And you get Clayton Kershaw and Severino tonight. Gerrit Cole pitches in the second game of the series. I will be up watching because it'll be a 7 o'clock start for me out in Las Vegas at the Circa Sportsbook. I feel like I just have to bet the Yankees. I'm going to be with a Yankee fan, so even if I kind of think the Dodgers are going to win, I think I still
have to.
Why
would you think the Dodgers are going to win?
I don't know because
the Yankees have been playing great.
I think Stan's going to come back and go get the golden sombrero. That's what I think is going to happen.
It's a National League park. He's really a National League player.
And I think Kershaw, even though he's not the same guy.
Yeah.
He's going to get amped up for this start. It's going to be a big start for him. Friday night, Yankees. Going to get vintage Kershaw.
Huge start.
Huge.
But I'm going to bet him anyway. He may get slapped around. You never know.
Well, I hope so.
I'll tell you one thing. Severino's been pitching his ass off.
He certainly has. And the Yankees had the day off with the travel, so it wasn't like one of those wacky travel situations. So they should be good to go. And I don't know if this Donaldson, Stanton, Canley, I don't know if this is going to be a shot in the arm for them or not. I mean, they've been playing relatively well. We've talked about how Stanton takes a while to get going offensively when he comes off his annual IL stint, one of probably two or three throughout the year. Donaldson, we've all decided, is washed up. Tommy Canley's a huge one. Tommy Canley can come back and pitch well. That is a huge addition to the bullpen, as we know. But I just wonder, what are the Yankees going to get out of those guys? Obviously, Stanton will turn around at some point and hit well, and he has hit well in the postseason, unlike Aaron Judge. But, I mean, is Josh Donaldson coming back anything that excites any Yankee fan? I mean, come on.
I know, I understand that. But, again, he's a part of the team. He's the big money guy. And, I'm not saying it's exciting, Yankee fans, but all I can tell you is that the rich are getting richer. It's too bad that Bader's hurt. That's the thing. I mean,
well, he's another guy who's always hurt.
But yeah, no, been an IKF man to play in center field now.
Yeah, no,
he's on like a little bit of a roll,
right? But this is why when people use the excuse of injuries for the Yankees, that I can't take it as a serious excuse because the guys who have been brought here have injury history. Like Harrison Bader's had injury history. You traded for him when he was hurt. He wasn't even playing. Frankie Montas, you traded for him when he was hurt. Carlos Rodon, big injury history. Signed him to a huge free agent deal. What happens? Hurt. Haven't even seen him this year.
What happens? You see him in September, and all of a sudden he goes, 4-0 in September, and he's rocking and rolling in October.
Well, that would be awesome. That would be great.
You tell me about Scherzer and Verlander? Okay, great that they're pitching good now.
Right.
But I want to see that in September.
Yeah, but I mean, the fact that it's taken this long for Carlos Rodon to even be able to get on the mound is not a good situation. Every time he has a throwing session, he's got a back issue. So it's obviously not what you want to see when you pay a guy that amount of money.
It's kind of interesting. They kind of did that with Severino. He was a little annoyed with how long it took for him to come back. He thought he was ready to come back a hell of a lot earlier than he ultimately did.
Yeah.
And the Yankees were super, super cautious with him. And now look at him.
Sure. And the same thing last year. He had issues with that in the 60-day IL and how they pushed him back. But he's someone you got to be cautious with. I mean, that's why Severino, a healthy Severino, is such a weapon for them. But you just can't count on it. It's the same thing with Giancarlo Stanton. You just can't count on it. And he has been someone who has, when the lights are bright and the playoffs, has been able to carry the team offensively when they've needed it. They are in a very difficult division, and they're going to need both of those guys, Judge and Stanton, to stay healthy and to produce if they want to make sure they're going to lock up another playoff spot. And Giancarlo Stanton just hasn't proven to be able to do that. So, I don't know. I think that the Yankees are in a really good spot, though, right now with the way that they're playing. I don't have a lot of negatives to say about them. It's just that everybody talk about they're getting healthy, but You know, what are they getting out of those guys? We're really what are they getting out of them?
When they are healthy, yes.
Yeah.
They actually might as well just stay hurt.
How many times have we said that over the last couple of years? That when, you know, the Yankees have been, you know, guys are on the IL and other guys are stepping up and doing great things. It was a few years ago, the first year we saw Gio Urshela. Remember how good Gio Urshela was when we first got here?
There's always, like, IKF was like that.
Well, I mean, this year he is.
Yeah, well, I mean,
last year,
but they always
so
have a guy like that, it seems like.
Yeah.
Somehow they get somebody from out of nowhere.
Luke Voit.
Well, it was Miguel Andujar.
Yeah, he was a guy who got called up, and he was a second in the AL Rookie of the Year to Shohei Ohtani.
It was Gary Sanchez when they brought him up.
Yep, that's right. And he hit all those home runs, and then think about these guys.
And maybe it's Volpe this year. I don't know.
Well, yeah, he's had his moments, but at this point, especially when you got Peraza, I don't know if you've been watching what he's been doing in AAA. But there's been
some. I haven't been watching.
There's been some.
AAA, I'm sorry.
I don't know if you've got a little.
Have you been looking at those splits again?
I've not been looking at the splits, but there's a lot of, groundswell.
There's a groundswell
that's going on.
Okay.
With Peraza and how well he is playing and Volpe not exactly being the offensive shortstop that they were looking for coming out of spring. It's been a little bit of talk, a little bit of chatter.
A little chatter. Okay.
You know me, I've always got my ear to the ground when it comes to baseball.
I know that, but I don't see that happening anytime soon. Do you?
I don't. As long as the team is winning.
Yes.
I mean, I think that one of the reasons why the Mets ended up calling up those guys was not just because of injury, but I mean, it was with Alvarez maybe, but they also needed a shot in the arm. They needed it because the team was losing. They were under 500. And we'll see what happens because Francisco Alvarez will not get sent down now. He's proven himself. But there is another scenario where when Navarez comes back, if they carry three catchers, that they send Vientos down as opposed to DFAing Vogelback. And that would cause almost as much panic and anger and whatever as sending Alvarez down would.
Hey, major groundswell, without question.
Groundswell.
Yeah,
without, you can feel it, can't
I
you?
I can feel it. It's a feel-good Friday. And
it's
I don't
a Richter scale situation.
Right, I don't want to start talking about groundswells, but I will say this.
Yeah?
I will say this.
Okay.
You want a strong take on something?
Not at 6:15.
No, okay.
Because we're going to a break.
Yeah.
But save it. Can you save it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Save it. All right. Perfect. This is going to be awesome. Now I'm excited.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. I want a strong take on something. Can you save it for like a half an hour after Jerry? Can you do that?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I'll have to do it with, probably.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Save
I don't
it
know
then.
If I can, though.
You don't know if you can?
Yeah, and it's not about the Mets or the Yankees, by the way. The Mets and the Yankees are in good shape. Everything's fine.
Okay.
Things are happening.
Right.
Feel good about our baseball teams right now as we sit here.
Yeah, yeah, okay. All right, so wait. Just chill. Wait. We got a long way to go.
Yeah, I know we do.
We're going to drop this big, strong take on the audience on a Feel Good Friday. Going to drop it.
Boom.
Boom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.